Praise God. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. Amen.
Yes.
Second Corinthians chapter 11. You heard the secret tonight of getting into his presence. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, that in everything give thanks.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You wanna have business with God? Just walk in and say, Father, come to you. In Jesus' name. I'm allowed to have access and boldness to be able to enter into your presence by the faith of him.
Yes.
I just want to thank you.
Amen.
For everything. And name the good and the bad.
Yep.
It won't be very long he don't get in that room and get real thick with you.
Right.
Amen. That's the secret of getting along with God. Put your wish list away. Amen. Because a lot of people treat God like a vending machine.
Right.
Amen. Just put your money in, pull a lever. God, I want. God wants fellowship.
Yeah.
And God wants you to love him.
Yeah.
And God wants you to thank him. Why would he give you something that you want and desire when you haven't thanked him for what he's already done?
Yeah. Yeah.
Christians are very unthankful, especially Americans.
Yeah.
Amen. But you want to pick up business with God, start thanking him.
Yes.
One of the best nights of my life is when I started thanking God for everything that was bad that ever happened to me. Amen. All my disappointments, all my discouragements. I used to blame myself because my parents got divorced and I was in the middle of it and get slapped around and all kinds of different things and watching dishes fly and hear the cuss fights. And I blamed myself for years because I was the oldest in the home. But I learned to start thanking God for that divorce. Because, you know, if it wouldn't have been that divorce, I might not ever got into drugs. And if I never got into drugs, I might not ever been laying in a ditch. And if I never been laying in a ditch in my own puke, I might not ever seen the need of getting saved. So I began to start thanking God for all things entered into my life. Amen?
Yes.
And when you start thanking God for the bad as well as the good, you're going to get somewhere with God.
Yes, sir.
Amen? Yes. And when you get done thanking him and you get done loving on him and you get done worshiping him, and you say, well, Lord, I just want to tell you I love you. Good night. And you say, oh, yeah, by the way, is there anything I can do for you? Right? He wants to bless you. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. Right? He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding. I got a second witness. Amen. Amen. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding, or keep your hearts and minds, right? And the peace of God that passes all understanding should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. And the reason why a lot of people ain't got no peace and they're all flustered is because they don't know how to carry all their cares to God. And they don't know how to be thankful in everything.
Yes, sir.
You flat tire, you thank him. Car broke down, you thank him. You blow the engine, thank you. Amen. Right? Hello?
Hello.
Amen. You begin to start thanking God for everything. Thank God for your health failing. Thank God for, amen, disappointments, discouragements, pain, heartache, amen. They said, what's his name? Man, I can't think of it now. A great prayer warrior. What was his name? Praying High. I guess he had a lot of pain. Amen. And some guy snuck in to find out what Praying High's secret was. And he went in and hid under the bed. And Praying High comes home and he says a few little things, lays down in bed, says, good night, Lord. And that guy's laying under his bed, and he said, Lord, I come to hear the great secret of praying and praying high. And he says, now I'm stuck under this guy's bed. What do I do? And now he's laying there. Well, about 2 o'clock in the morning, Praying High gets up, and he begins to start pacing the floor because he had severe pain in his bones and stuff. And he started walking the floor and said, thank you, God, this is better than sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus, this is better than sin. And he began to pace the floor all morning long, thanking God for the pain. Maybe that was the secret to his praying life, huh?
Yeah.
Amen. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear, lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve, through a subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ.
Amen.
For if he that cometh preacheth what?
Another
Jesus, a counterfeit. There are counterfeits everywhere, right? Amen?
Yep.
Whom we've not preached. Or if you receive who?
Another spirit.
Another spirit. You know, there's churches all over our country that are giving people an invitation to come receive a spirit.
Uh-oh.
And they call them holy.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, when you get saved, you get the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen. The Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But you got an invitation, you got churches all around, so you get the Holy Spirit, and then you got to come down and tear it, your Jerusalem down here, till you get endued with power from on high and get the Holy Ghost. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hello. I'm not getting amens on that. You guys charismatic?
Well.
Amen. You understand?
Right.
The Holy Spirit is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
They're the same person.
Yep.
Amen. You want to have fun? Get on YouTube. Look up my Holy Spirit verse, the Holy Ghost, and look at that little short little clip video online. I mean, I get attacked on that thing left and right. People can't handle that thing because they don't read their Bible. They don't get into it. Listen, we got tons of people out there that think they got saved, got the Holy Spirit. Now you're missing it. You don't have the whole gospel. Now you got to go seek and try to get the Holy Spirit. And now they're down in Jerusalem trying to seek and get a hold of God and get the Holy Ghost. And he's been in there the whole time.
Yeah, that's right.
Good.
Amen. Amen. That's not the message tonight. Or if you received what? Which you had not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might bear well with them. So we see there's false. Jesus is out there. Amen. Some people think he's in a wafer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Amen. There's over 1 billion people out in the world out there that are Roman Catholics, and they think that their God's in a wafer, that priest can turn around and say, hocus pocus, now let us focus, and call the Son of God off the right hand of God, or throne of God, and come and eat that, get in that wafer, and then that priest goes to receive Christ, and that Catholic opens up his mouth and goes, and he thinks he's eating Jesus Christ. That's another Jesus. That ain't the Jesus of the Bible.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Yep.
Amen. The Mormons teach another Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yep.
Amen. The Pentecostals are preaching another Jesus.
Come on, now.
And I wonder about some Baptists. They're probably preaching another Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I didn't get no amens on that.
Uh-oh.
Right? Then they're preaching another gospel. They're preaching watered down gospels. They're correcting the Bible. They're taking repentance out. Amen. Listen, we're living in a mess in a Laodicean church age.
Right.
Well, that ain't the message. Verse 13. Such are who?
False
apostles. Deceitful workers. Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Let me stop right there. One night I was watching some of that charismatic TBN junk, you know. And they had Richard Roberts on there, and they had Kenneth Copeland on there, and Gloria Copeland, and a bunch of others right there. And they were going, Kenneth, the other night you was anointed. And as you was anointed, the anointing was on you. You was transformed right there. And then when you took that microphone and handed it off to Richard, Richard was transformed. And the Lord says, you see anything there, son? They're transforming themselves into apostles.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of actors deceiving a bunch of deceived Christians, amen, thinking that they're transformed into the apostles.
Come on, brother.
And they trick them into thinking they got signs and wonders and gifts and healings and miracles. Listen, if there's an apostle today, would you look me up after church?
Yeah.
I'll take you to the children's hospital, start going lay hands on people.
Yeah.
It says they shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Amen.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. Where are they at? Where's the apostles? Let's go to the burn units. Amen. Let's empty the hospitals out. I mean, you really got it. Come on. Let's raise the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're false. They're liars. They're con men. Right?
Yep.
Look at verse 14. For no marvel Satan himself is transformed into who?
Angel.
Who is that standing at the foot of your bed?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Who's that in your hospital bed? That bright light stood right at the end of your bed.
Yeah.
People said Jesus entered in there, really? Might have been the false Christ standing right there. You know where Jesus is at? Well, he's in my heart because I got saved by the Holy Spirit of God, right? But he's sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for me. And the next time I see him, amen, it's going to be in the clouds in the air.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. It's not going to be at the foot of my bed in the hospital room.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Hello. Amen. You guys watching too much of that TBN?
Yeah.
Verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed. How? As the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I said this when I went to the jails. Amen. I said, you guys don't even suspect the devil. Amen. I said, if Satan's man walks in, he's got a Bible which says holy on it, and he's got a shirt tie on, he wants to present to you Jesus, and he wants to tell you about the Spirit of God and preach you the gospel. And then in walks God's man. He's got a Bible said holy on. He's got a nice shirt on and tie. He wants to come in to preach to you about Jesus and the Spirit and the gospel. How would you be able to tell the difference? If Satan's man standing right there next to God's man, he appears as a minister of righteousness. How would you know the difference? They're both preaching Jesus. How would you know? They're both talking about the Spirit of God. How would you know? They're both preaching the gospel. How would you know? They appear as ministers of righteousness. Amen.
Right.
Amen. No marvel. Satan himself appears as an angel of light. You know how many people are deceived by the devil? You know how many false religions are, amen, that are out there? And how many people's following a counterfeit? The devil's a counterfeit tonight.
Yep.
We got counterfeit Christianity everywhere. Counterfeit Bibles everywhere. And you know what? I when I'd leave the jails, me and my wife would be talking. I said, people don't even suspect the devil. Amen. They don't think there's a bad devil out there that would counterfeit, amen, Jesus Christ. They're looking for a guy in a red suit with red horns and a goatee, man.
Yeah,
and a pitchfork.
Yep.
They don't want somebody coming in long religious robes that they would think it was Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hello.
Mom.
Amen. People are deceived tonight. They don't understand. We got people deceived everywhere.
Yep.
I'd like to preach a simple little message tonight. Got a lot of points. I hope you can hang in there, take good notes. But how to be a real good Christian? Live like the devil. The devil appears as a minister of righteousness. His ministers appear as ministers of righteousness.
Right.
Why would Christians want to appear as ministers of the devil? Why would Christians want to look like the world and look like the devil? When Satan's crowd wants to deceive somebody, they want to look like a Christian.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Amen. The devil wants his children to look like a Christian.
Yep.
How you doing with that?
Yeah.
Huh? Do you look like a Christian or you look like one of the children of the devil? Wouldn't that be something?
No.
Amen. First of all, I'd like to say this. Let's look in Revelation chapter 2. How to be a real good Christian and live like the devil. He said, preacher, I thought we were having revival. We might get there. Quit living like the devil. Right?
That's it, brother.
He's a counterfeit. I mean, Satan's such a great counterfeit. You ought to listen to James Knox's message on Santa Claus being 42 types of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He's a counterfeit. Amen. Jesus coming back, Isaiah 63, and his clothes are red. Amen. His feet are as they were burning a fire. Santa comes down a chimney. Amen. Jesus came and didn't let the little children come on to him. You know what Santa wants? All the children to come on to him. Oh yeah, Jesus was a carpenter, and I got pictures of Santa being a carpenter. Mm-hmm. Jesus is from the sides of the north. Santa's from the sides of the north. Revelation 1, Jesus got a white beard. Santa's got a white beard.
Yep.
Hello. Hey, man, there's a lot of things in there. When Jesus comes, he's bringing his rewards and gifts with him. Guess what Santa comes with? Amen. You know, Santa's omniscient. Amen. He knows all things. He knows whether you're naughty or nice. He's omnipresent just about. He's everywhere in one night. Hits every house, every home. Amen. He's all powerful. Got power over creation. Make reindeers fly and twinkle his nose and go everywhere. Hello. Amen. That's a false Christ.
Right.
Boy, we can't speak evil of Santa, right? But we can cuss Jesus Christ. Revelation 2:9. I know thy works, tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of who?
Satan.
Say, verse 13. I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Amen. First of all, Satan's spiritually active.
Yep.
There's a whole lot of Christians anymore that ain't spiritually active. Amen?
Yeah.
They don't do nothing for God. Amen? They just sit on the pew. They're blessed assurance. Hallelujah. Amen? They're going to ride the pew into glory. Woo! And when they get up there and they hit the bonfire, just going to be poof, just a little puff of smoke and that's it, man. Where's my reward? You didn't get one. Right. I can't do it right now. I'll try it. Let me see. Brother John, I do this when I preach about getting my millennial inheritance. Amen. I'm going to get my millennial inheritance. And I said, the average Christian, when they get to heaven, this is where they're going to be standing with their pockets out.
Amen.
They ain't going to have no reward. They ain't going to have nothing.
Come on.
Amen.
Yep.
Ain't that something? Because they never invested in eternity. Amen. They're not spiritually active. They don't care. Let the preacher do it. That's why we hired the preacher. Can I say this? I look at a bunch of websites about churches that need preachers all the time, and boy, they got a list of qualifications, man. I mean, it's a mule. I mean, there's just so many things they want the preacher to do. There's 500 hats they want him to wear. I want him to do this, and 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 do this. And I got to thinking about that, Brother Bruce. I said, I need to write an application on what I expect the church members to do.
Yeah, amen.
Hey, man, we need to get them spiritually active. Need to get them involved. I mean, you're telling me all these things a preacher ought to do. You want him to do all your work for you. What are you going to do? I'm sitting on my blessed assurance. Right? You know what the devil is? He's spiritually active. You know what I know? Every time I try to go do something, old smutty face is there. He's trying to hinder me and stop me and keep me from accomplishing what I want for God. The devil's spiritually active.
Right? Come on now.
Does he ever fight you? He ever get in your way? Does he ever try to hinder you? Hey, man, you try to get alone, you study, and all of a sudden little Beelzebub's little flies start flying around and bothering you, and you're getting all these pests and all kinds of things begin to happen, and the devil comes around trying to trip you up and get you angry and get you mad and get you upset. Listen, he's spiritually active.
Yes, he is.
Are you spiritually active?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Number two, let's look at Job 1. Job 1, we're going to wear your Bibles out tonight. Job 1. The devil's always spiritually active. Amen. He's an imposter. He's a counterfeit. Job 1 verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before God, before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord, said, from going to and fro all the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There's none like him. Amen.
Yep.
And perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and sheweth evil. Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou made a hedge about him and about his house and all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands and the substance increased in the land. Put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said, Satan, behold, all that he hath is in my power. Amen. Only upon himself, put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth, amen, from the presence of the Lord. Number two, amen. Satan asked God for everything.
Right. Come on.
What do you ask for? Do you talk to God about everything, or you just step out and just go? The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct thy path. Satan can't do nothing without God's permission.
Yeah, right.
One of the greatest truths I ever learned, Harry Nix used to sing a song, nothing can touch me that doesn't pass through his hands. The devil has to have permission to come and mess with me.
Yeah.
Amen. God's got to grant it. And if God grants the devil permission to mess with me, I realize it's of God. So I got to realize, God, you're trying to teach me something, show me something. So help me to be awake and alert in what's going on.
Amen.
Amen. But the devil's got to go to God and ask permission. He just can't come up and attack any Christian, attack any preacher, or attack any church without the permission of God Almighty.
Right.
Listen, do you do things and get God's permission? Satan has to.
Yep.
Do you get God's permission to do what you want to do, to buy what you want to buy, to go where you want to go, say what you want to say, marry who you wanted to marry? Maybe that's why there's so many divorces among Christian ranks. They didn't wait on God to give them a wife. They went and picked what they wanted.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, man. Well, we ought to take a lap on that one for a while, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 8. I don't know if I got the right verse on this. If I don't, forgive me. Amen. Matthew chapter 8. Oh, yeah. Look at what it says. He says, this is the maniac of Gadara in verse 30. And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding, and the devil's what? Isn't that amazing? You know, if you read the passage in Mark 5 or Matthew 8 right there about the maniac in Gadara, the devils besought him and they got their prayers answered.
Yeah.
Maniac got saved, he asked God, and God didn't answer a new convert's prayer. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. You know what? All those Jews that were growing those hogs back there, amen, they said, depart out of our coast. They besought him. You know what they did? He answered their prayer. But that man, the maniac, he said, let me follow thee. Let me be with thee. He said, no, go home to thy friends and show them how good things or great things God has done for thee.
Yep.
God denied that new convert's prayer, but he answered the devil's prayer. You ever think about that? These are devils.
Right.
Beseeching Jesus Christ to answer their prayer. And he granted it. Does he answer your prayers? Would you ask God for permission? Woo! Man, it's getting quiet, Brother Bruce. I apologize if I hit a nerve. Amen. Right? Matthew chapter 4. The devil has to ask permission. These devils ask permission to depart out of that man and go into the swine. Right?
Yep.
Christians ought to ask permission of God before we go and do things.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially before you buy a house or buy a car or do anything expensive like that, before you marry anybody. Yeah, listen, right. You ought to be on your face asking God permission.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Ought to be a real good Christian. Live like the devil. Praise God. Matthew chapter 4. Notice what it says. The devil came, verse 1. Then Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness, be tempted of who? The devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he hungered. And when the who? The tempter came to him, said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. And he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taking them up into a holy city and set them on the pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, and he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou at any time dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said on him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil taketh him up in an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he saith unto him, all these things I will give thee, if thou fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone thou shalt serve. And the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. So what he's saying, the devil quotes Bible. Do you quote Bible? How much of the Bible are you hiding in your heart? Amen.
Yep.
You know what? Christians ought to learn the Bible. So, well, I can't darn it. Yes, you can. You can learn the Bible. You can quote the Bible. I had a preacher in not too long ago. Man, that guy probably quoted 500-600 verses in his sermons. Amen. And he would just draw them out like no preacher I've ever heard before. He'd just put them in there, pull them left and right. I mean, what a thing. And he gives you the address, tells you where it's at. That's what us Christians need to do. Where's it at? You can pick up your Bible, anybody's Bible. Pick it up, turn to it, because you know the address. And you ought to be able to show somebody. Book, chapter, verse. Amen. This is what it says. The devil knows the Bible.
Yep.
Do you know the Bible? Do you quote the Bible?
Amen.
Amen. How would you like the devil to be a better Bible student than you? Does that bother you? The altar's open. Amen. Right? Genesis chapter 3. The devil ain't afraid to take on the Son of God. Do you think he's going to take you on? Amen. I don't have a big S on my chest.
Right.
I don't have a red cape. I don't run around in blue underwear, amen, as a superhero. Right? He came to take on Jesus. And he wasn't afraid to quote the book to Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. He wasn't afraid to go to the throne and tempt God and cause doubt. Amen. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. Let me rephrase that. I'm not correcting the Bible, but you know what he said? He said, hey, Eve, let's have a Bible study.
Good.
Right? Why was Eve alone with the devil? Why was she conversing with him? Why was she having a little theological discussion with the devil? You ever think about that? You know why people get in trouble? They have studies with the wrong person.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Amen to Dean of my Bible Institute, Brother Mike Hartenstein. I was wrestling, like I told you before, doubting my salvation and different things. And it's because I knew I was saved, but then I was convinced I lost it. And so I'm sitting here, I'm going through some scriptures, and I'm pointing them out. And I told Brother Hartenstein how I was telling the devil the other day. I said, devil, look at that right there. Look at that Bible. See what it says. And Brother Hartenstein is so sweet, kind. If you would have seen him, he was a Vietnam vet. He got shot in the military. Amen. He looked at me and said, brother, you just got to quit having Bible study with the devil.
Yeah,
that's good.
You said, what'd you do? I got in the book. Because people learn how to wrongly divide the book, and they put those verses in my head, and then I had to figure out what that book said. Amen. Rightly divided. Hello.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You know what that she's doing? She's having Bible study with the devil here. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, well, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye what? Now she's messing with the book. She's adding to it. You think Adam told her that? Doesn't say it. But what if he went to Eve and said, hey, you see that tree? God told us not to eat it. Don't you touch it. You think he could have done that? Doesn't say, does it? I think she might have got that from Adam.
Yeah, amen, brother.
Right? Look what it says. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Amen. Now he's casting doubt on God's book, changing what God said. And it says, for God doth know, in the day that ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman what? Saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate thereof. Now I got a friend, a preacher friend that I pray with. He was sitting there and he said, how'd she know that? How'd she see that fruit was good? He said, do you think maybe he was eating some of that fruit?
Right.
You know, you eat of this thing, you won't die. You see how he leads you right into that? He said, I don't believe that. I've had guys knock on my doors with cases full of grapefruits. Hey, amen. They peel one open. They go, here, you want a bite? Hey, here, buy a case of it. Fresh from Florida. Here. They're giving you samples. What do you think they do at Walmart and Sam's when they put all them samples out there to lead you in? What do you think they do at ball games when they go, peanuts, 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 and they get you all salted down. Then they go, beer here, beer here. Hey, amen. Why? They don't got you salty, so you drink.
Right.
You know what the devil's doing? He's leading. He's setting an example. Say, you won't surely die. See, I didn't die. See, there, I'm wise. You want to be wise? You want to be like me, huh? You see how the devil deceived her?
Right. Yep.
Amen, amen, amen. You said that's, you're adding to the Bible. Why don't you use your brain a little bit?
Come on.
Amen. Let me go on. Amen. Matthew chapter 4, we just hit it about Jesus there. And he's tempting Jesus. He said, turn these stones into what?
Bread.
And then he took him to the pinnacle of the temple, right? And then he went up into exceeding high mountain, right? Matthew 4. You guys ready? Buckle your seatbelts. You ready? You ready, preacher?
Here we go.
Say he's got a backup plan. Do you have a backup plan? What if your plans don't work? You want to be a real good Christian, live like the devil? The devil's got a backup plan. If plan A doesn't work, he's got plan B. If plan B doesn't work, he's got plan C. Right?
Yep.
Three strikes, he's what? Oh, at least he took three swings.
Yep.
Amen. You know what the average Christian does? The devil goes, boo, and they give up. They don't have a backup plan.
Right.
You say, well, I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to jump in by faith. Really? You better have a backup plan. The devil's got one. I ain't getting no amens on that. Hello, you understand? You ought to have a backup plan.
Yes.
Amen. You say, well, that's not stepping out by faith. Okay, well, that's fine. The devil has a backup plan. Next, let's go to 1 Peter 5. Y'all know this one by heart. You should. If you don't, the devil's going to get you. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 8, be sober. There you go. There's a verse against drinking.
Yeah.
Right? Be sober. There's a verse against smoking pot.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Be sober. Right? Hello. Amen.
Yep.
Be vigilant. For your adversary, personal adversary, your adversary, Who? The devil walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's a pretty good verse. Right? Walking about seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says over there, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee and sift thee as wheat. But I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Right?
Yep.
You know what the devil is? He's always after one more.
Yes, sir.
He's not satisfied. You know how many people Satan has killed over all these years? You know how many people's lives he destroyed?
Yep.
He ain't satisfied. He wants another one.
Right.
You know what Christians ought to be? They ought to have to be off to, after one more.
Mm-hmm.
Not one more drink, not one more joint, not one more cigarette. They ought to be after one more sinner. We ought to chase sinners, and sinners be scared to death to see us. Amen. So why? All that preacher wants to do, all that Christian trying to do is get me saved, get me out of hell.
Right.
Amen. All they're trying to do is win me, tell me about Jesus, and I'm tired of it. Amen. And we ought to be after him and after him and after him and never give up. We ought to keep pursuing sinners.
Amen.
Devil's after him. He ain't giving up. You know what blows my mind, Brother Ashquith? Why, he'd take time to bother me. What am I? Man, there's some big fish in the sea. And I wouldn't even make a guppy. Amen? Amen. Who am I? I'm just a little tiny pebble of sand on the beach. An old smutty face would come and bother me, try to hinder me, stop me, tempt me, destroy me. Who am I? He's always after one more. He's not satisfied.
Right.
Amen. He don't care how many kids he's destroyed. He don't care how many people he killed yesterday. He don't care how many nations he's damning. He don't care. He wants to defeat Jesus Christ. And he wants one more. And he wants one more. And he wants one more. And he ain't going to quit. He ain't going to quit. And when he gets locked up in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, he comes out and he's right back at it again.
Yeah.
He's after one more. Boy, he's got a tenacity about him. He will not quit. How about a Christian that will not quit?
Come on, brother.
Well, I tried to talk to somebody and they laughed at me. Go to another one.
Amen.
Go tell them about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Well, they slammed the door in my face. Good. Go to another one.
Yep.
Keep witnessing. Well, I tried to give a lady a tract the other day at the cash register. She made fun of me and laughed her head off. Good. Go find another one.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Put the sinners on the run. The Christians shouldn't be on the run.
Right. Right.
Amen. Revelation 12. This kind of goes along with what we said the other night. Revelation chapter 12. Or the verse we had just a minute ago. Verse 11. They overcame him. How? By the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 12:11. Remember me quoting that to you tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I left off part of it. They overcame it by the blood of the Lamb and by the what?
Word.
Listen, if you don't know you're saved, how can you defeat the devil?
Amen.
If you don't know it, and you don't know it down in here, you'll never have victory over the devil.
Right. Amen.
Not only is it the blood of the Lamb, but it's the word of your testimony. When the devil wants to remind you of your past, remind him of his future.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Say, hey, boy, you're going to burn, man. Get off me. Get out of here. I trusted Jesus Christ. I know the shed blood of Christ. Get out of here. Take a hike.
Amen.
Amen. I like that bumper sticker. When the devil reminds you of your past, tell him about his future. Amen.
Yep.
Right? And they love not their lives unto death. Are you willing to die for Christ? In the tribulation, they're going to have to. Amen.
Yep.
Man, I'm telling you, it'd be something to be William Tyndale, wouldn't it? To die for the word of God.
Right.
That'd be a tough thing, wouldn't it? Verse 12, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them, woe unto inhabitants of the earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you, unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath what? But a short time. Brother Bruce, you know what the devil knows? He knows Bible prophecy.
Yes,
how much Bible prophecy you know, Christian?
Amen.
Wouldn't that be something? The devil knows more prophecy than you do.
Uh-oh.
Why do you think he's taking this world by surprise? Why do you think they're getting ready to walk into the arms of the man of sin?
Yeah. Right.
Why do you think they're getting ready to meet the Antichrist?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Why do you think so many people would be shocked when the millions disappear in the rapture?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
I know you don't know that many Christians. Might not even be a blip on the radar, right?
Hmm.
Hello? Man, it's getting quiet here.
Yeah.
Devil knows prophecy. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. The devil knows Bible prophecy.
Yeah.
Do you know Bible prophecy? Do you know your Bible? Amen.
Right.
You know what I know when I get on the internet? There's a whole lot of people don't know their Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
They don't know how to rightly divide. Amen. You know what I know? Most of them are changing the Bible.
Right.
Using funny Bibles. You know what I think so funny? Is I get on some of them websites and or some of them videos and I make some comments. I said, you know what amazes me? You're trying to expose the great whore Babylon, Mystery Babylon, but yet you use her Bibles. I said, why don't you use the Bible that's forbidden literature from the Roman Catholic Church?
Yep.
Why don't you use the Bible that they murdered millions and millions of Christians over, that King James Bible, and the one that broke the bondage of Rome and brought us out of darkness and out of the dark ages, amen, into the great awakening? Why don't you use that book?
Right.
Yeah. Why do you want to use the Vaticanus and the Vatican and use the devil's Bibles?
Yep.
Try and expose her. Use the one that does expose her. Amen. Matthew 8. Look what it says in verse 29. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us? What?
Before the time.
The devil knows they got a time. They know Bible prophecy. They know when the time's up. They knew who Jesus Christ when he showed up. Would you recognize him if he showed up? Amen. A lot of Christians wouldn't know if he showed up. Listen, I've been in church services where preachers didn't know God was there.
That's right.
Amen. I mean, God was moving at one service. We was in a tent, man. I mean, this one family was singing. I mean, God was in there. And I mean, men running the aisles, men shouting. This preacher wants to get up and tell you about how to know the Holy Ghost. And when he did that, the Holy Ghost left the tent. Amen. And preachers, man, the guy that was singing, he took his mic, slammed it down. I mean, he walks out of the tent fuming. Amen. A bunch of preachers just walked out from under the tent. Hear that preacher thought he'd be real spiritual to try to tell you about how to know the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost was in the church service and he didn't even know it. Amen. Right? Mark chapter 3. I like this one right here. We're talking about how to be a real good Christian. And live like the devil. You getting there yet? Mark chapter number 3. Verse 23. And he called unto him and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan if his kingdom be divided against itself? The kingdom cannot stand. And if the house be divided against itself, the house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Satan stays united. You know what we need? We need a bunch of Christians that can stay united.
Yeah. Yeah,
endeavoring to keep the unity and the bond of peace. One of the hardest things to do is to keep the brethren in unity.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And one of the biggest things the devil did to destroy the unity is change the King James Bible and start bringing in all these different Bibles.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 over there says that you may speak all the same thing.
Yes.
Amen. Well, how can you do that when you got 20 different translations in the church?
That's right.
We had a lady the other day, and I was preaching, and she was visiting, and they had funny Bibles, and she had a lady visiting. She was only saved 5 weeks or 6 weeks at the time, and they're both sitting over there. My wife can hear them. She goes, mine doesn't read like that. And they're flipping through. She said, does yours read like that? Mine don't read like that. Mine's different. How come yours different? And they were having fun back there. Before they left the services that day, they left the King James Bible.
Yep. Amen.
They were hungry, wanted the truth.
Yep.
Amen. They couldn't believe it when you started showing them the truth.
Right.
Amen. You know what we need to do? We need to stay united. When you start promoting all these funny Bibles and all these funny doctrines and different things, guess what? We can't stay united. You know what the Pentecostals want us to do? Forget doctrine. Just put everything down. Let's just all come together in love. Amen. Kumbaya. Right? You can't get Baptists united. It's a miracle. How many preachers we got here? How many churches are here? 4, 5, 6, amen. Hey, we need to be united, don't we?
Amen.
If we stood on a united front, wouldn't that be a good thing?
Yeah.
Listen, I was talking to Brother Bruce about if we were to have another war, amen. Could you imagine? I mean, how are we all going to get along? How are we going to unite? Mm-hmm. You're going to have a Minuteman over there. You're going to have a Minuteman over there. Amen. You're going to have a guy way over there. How can we get together? How can we get united when they're going to be united? Amen. You know how China and all them fight in rows, they come at you.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. Just masses just keep coming at you, keep coming at you, keep coming at you. And it's just one of us here and one of us there and one over there. And then they cut off the cell phone connections. We can't get united.
Right.
We can't get on the same page. You know what? If a civil war broke out in America, amen, I tell you, you can be able to tell every preacher, amen, that dies in that battle, they have knife wounds in his back. Amen. Amen. Listen, how'd Stonewall Jackson die? Friendly fire. You know how many churches preachers die from friendly fire?
Right. Right.
Amen. Well, boy, we ain't getting much there either. All right, let's find something we can get agree on. Amen. Can I say something? Let's turn to Matthew 25. I mean, if I'm going to kick fenders, might as well kick them good, right? One thing I noticed about politics, and I hate it. I hate this Republican, Democrat, and all this other kind of garbage. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But listen, I want to show you something. Matthew 25, verse 41. Then shall you say, he say also unto them that are what? On the left hand. Depart from me, ye cursed, and everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So how would you like to be on the left?
Yeah.
Yep.
Would you want to be up in that group? Well, I'm a leftist. Hey, man, I'm a Democrat. Really? Is that where you want to be? The sad part is a bunch of Republicans are going to hell, too.
Yeah, that's right.
But I thought that was kind of interesting, the left. But you know one thing I noticed about the Democrats? I don't like them. I don't like what they stand for. I don't like what they believe. And there's a lot of things I don't like Republicans to stand for. I'm getting a second witness. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? They stay unified. You know what those Democrats do? They circle the wagons. They don't throw each other under the bus. But the Republicans, they'll turn on you. Amen. You know what the problem with the Republican Party is? The rhinos. In Republican in name only. Amen. They'll let you down. They'll cut your throat. They won't back you. Amen. They're phonies. They're fakes. A bunch of them. They pretend to be conservative and they're really not. When they get to Washington, they make deals and they get bought out by lobbyists. And then they sign Democratic papers and they side with the left. What happened to Paul Ryan? Hello? Mitt Romney, what happened to them? I thought they were conservative, going to represent the United States. Amen, stand for the government. And then they get up there and guess what they're doing? They're turning against the Republicans. And then Paul Ryan gives Obama everything he wants. He's really a leftist in heart, ain't he? He comes in posing as a Republican, right-wing conservative. And next thing you know, he acts. And the bills that he signs, the things that he does, 100% Democrat. He's fake. You know what? There's a lot of fakes in politics. You know what? You just best put your faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
But one thing I do know about the Democrats, if I had to compliment them, they circle the wagons. They defend their own.
Yeah.
You know what I know about Baptists? They shoot their own. Amen. Yeah. They shoot their own wounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Man. Let's see. Let's go to the next one. Matthew 13. This one bothers me. The Bible ever bother you? Things in this book ever bother you? This one ought to be real good. Verse 24, in another parable. He put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto what? A man which sowed the seed, the good seed in his field, right?
Yep.
But while men what?
Slept.
The enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. And went his way. You know what? The devil works while other men sleep. Amen. You know what's hurting Christianity? Slumber. Sleeping. Amen. We're lazy. We've got to take our lazy boy recliner trips. Amen. We sit back and relax. We get tired. I need rest. I need my beauty sleep. It didn't work on me, did it? Amen. Right? But while men slept, the devil's spiritually active. He's out there sowing the seed. Amen. He's reaping havoc while men have got their eyes closed and ain't paying attention. Boy, it'd be good if some Christians put in some extra time for God, put in some overtime.
Yep. Amen.
We don't have Christians who barely put in any time, let alone overtime. But we'll work hard for Ben Franklin. Ulysses Grant.
Come on.
We don't work hard for Lincolns anymore. They don't do nothing for you. Right? But we'll sell Washington's. Right? Amen. Right?
Yep.
See, love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes, sir.
And we'll get men working double time and triple time to ignore church and ignore things and ignore the mission so they can buy their four-wheeler, their boat, their camper, their RV, their fishing rods, their guns.
Amen.
Get their dogs and get all the amusements, and women get their jewelry and they get their furniture and their knickknacks and they get all that kind of stuff. Amen. But they turn around and they work hard and labor for their home and their house. But amen, the work of God will go to sleep. Boy, if we can just get a bunch of Christians to be spiritually active, put in some overtime. While men are sleeping, we're burning the midnight oil, getting something done for God.
Good.
Wouldn't that be good? How to be a real good Christian, live like the devil. He works while men sleep. Amen. Can I say this? He's convinced he's right.
Yeah.
Are you convinced you're right? Do you know you're right? Do you have the right book?
Yes.
Do you believe the right doctor?
Yep.
Amen.
You going to the right place?
Come on.
Have you trusted the right Savior?
Amen.
Are you that confident? Do you know what you believe?
Good.
Let me ask you a question. Can you defend what you believe?
Amen.
Amen. It's real important.
That's right.
The devil's convinced he's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody know what Proverbs 13:10 says? Proverbs 13:10. Only by what? Pride comes. And then listen, you know why most fights are in a bad church? Pride, right? Contention,
right?
Amen? Amen? The only reason you guys argue is pride, right? Contention. Hey, bud, you guys don't hit butt, dude.
Come on, brother.
Amen, you're not saying nothing. I'm picking on the wrong people. You guys don't headbutt, do you?
Amen.
Amen. Me and her, we headbutt. Amen. I sent somebody some pictures of some mountain goats. I mean, rams, butt heads, you know, that they get there and I said, look at that, a Baptist fellowship. Right, eh? Only by pride comes contention. But you ever read the rest of the verse? But with well advised, it's wisdom. You know why people argue? They don't have all the facts. And so they want to fight and argue. They don't even know what to fight about. Their pride now has entered in. They're looking stupid. They're looking dumb. They're looking ignorant. They don't have the facts. Instead of sitting back and saying, I never thought about that, bro. That's a good thought. Thank you. I'll go home and research that. Instead, they feel like they look stupid, so they want to argue about something they don't even know what they're talking about. You know how many people argue about things they don't even know what they're talking about?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
You know what happens? Contention. You know why? Because somebody's proud of the thing. You know why? They argue about something they don't even know what they're talking about. So you know what to do. Do you good to know what you're talking about, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Amen. Pay you good to shut off the television, get off the internet, get off Netflix and all that other stuff,
come
get
on,
your
brother.
Bible and learn a few Bible doctrines.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. So you can discuss the Bible. So I ain't going to discuss the Bible because all people want to do is argue about the Bible. How about you don't want to help people with the Bible?
Amen.
I want to help people. I want them to know the book.
Yep.
Amen. You know what the devil is? He's convinced he's right. Somebody says, you think you're right. No, I know I'm right. Amen. You got to have confidence. I'm not trying to be cocky and proud. But I know whom I believe in, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep which I've committed on him against that day.
Yes.
Amen. I already preached on this at the beginning. He looks like the genuine article. He wants to look, be like Christ. Amen. The devil's ate up with Jesus Christ. Wants to look like him. Now, the New Bible's talk, or at least the New American Standard, I think it is, tells you to be imitators of Christ. God don't want us imitating him. He wants us to be followers of Christ. Or Paul said, he follows me as I'm followers of Christ. He wants us to follow us, not imitate.
Right.
Man, I don't want to wear no long dress with a robe and have beads, amen, go, I don't want to do all that junk. Imitate Christ, what they think Christ is, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I got in trouble one night. Some drunk Catholic was getting in my face. He said, I don't care what that Bible says. What do you say? And he kept going on, and he had his arm around a couple of girls with a long neck, 16 ounce. He said, what do you say? Tell me what that Bible says, or what you think, preacher. I don't care what the Bible says. I said, you know what I think? He said, what? I said, you worship a man that dresses like mama and wants to be called papa.
Come on, girl.
Amen. I have a hard time with a man in a dress wanting to tell me about God.
Right.
I didn't get no amens on that. Did I offend you? Amen. Did you hear about the drunk nun? Amen. Or this guy that was a drunk and he run into a nun and he tackles her and he knocks her down to the ground and he hits her and he goes, "You're not so tough after all, are you, Batman?" But see, they think it's spiritual because you put on a costume. Hello?
Yeah, come on.
I don't need a costume.
Right.
Amen. Christ didn't look like that, dress like that, and act like that.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. But he looks like, listen, Satan counterfeits Jesus Christ. That's what I was trying to tell you about Santa Claus. He tries to look like a genuine article. He knows God. He knows God Almighty. What was his goal in Isaiah? To be like the Most High.
Yep.
You ever think about him being that musical instrument in Isaiah 28? Hovering over the throne of God. And the glory of God reflecting off of him. He's a bejeweled being. He's got all these jewels in him. He's got these pipes and tabrets in him.
Yep.
Amen.
Right.
And he's hovering over the throne of God, the anointed cherub. And the glory of God's radiating off of him. And as it's radiating off of him, all them lights or all them jewels are reflecting those different colored lights shooting off of him. Amen. It looks like a rock concert, a country concert with all them different lights going off. So you know what he does? He has rock concerts where people come worship him. And they got all that big old light show going on. Why? Trying to emulate heaven.
Yep.
You know what he wants? He wants a throne. He wants to exalt his throne above the throne of God. You know what he wants? He wants worship. Amen.
Yep.
He spares no expense.
Right.
He'll spend whatever it takes to get the job done.
Yeah.
How about you? You willing to spend whatever it takes to get the job done?
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that something? We was, Preacher Ashland was talking to us today about a bunch of phonies taking money from churches. Amen. Pretending to be missionaries when they ain't. Amen. Amen. And that's why people want to build money in gymnasiums and put it all in things that they can see. You can't see something going on across the pond. That's why we don't want to invest in missions too much. Amen. Because we can't see where our money's going. Amen. But we can see it in all our investments down here, can't we? Amen. Listen, put your money on a good horse. Invest in them. Amen. The devil spares no expense. He exhausts every plan. Amen. He does whatever it takes to get the job done. Amen. Look at James 2:19. This is a fun one. James 2:19. How to be a real good Christian, live like the devil. Wouldn't you like to be a good Christian?
Amen.
James 2, verse 19. Thou believest that there's one God, thou doest well. The devil's what?
Also
believe. Also believe and?
Trouble.
Amen. All his companions are believers.
That's right.
Who are your companions? Huh? Those devils believe.
Yep.
They're believers.
Right.
They're not saved. They're not born again.
Right.
Amen. It doesn't say they repented towards God. Amen. Faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Amen. But they believed. They knew who Jesus was when he walked up. What thou hast to do with me, thou son of David. They knew who he was.
Right.
Amen. They knew God. What about the book of Acts? Jesus I know and Paul I know. Who are you?
Yeah.
Now, who in hell knows you?
Come on.
They knew who Jesus was.
Yep.
They knew who Paul was.
Yep.
Amen. All those devils were believers. His buddies were believers. Amen. Who's your friends? You running with believers or unbelievers?
Come on,
you yoked up with unbelievers.
Come on.
All it takes is get two bad boys. Have one bad boy and one good boy. You usually get two bad boys.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Come on.
That's right.
You know, we've been to youth camps, and I've been to a bunch of them, and the bad kids come in, and the good kids come in, and they don't know each other, and before long, the bad kids are running together, and the good kids are running together, and there's a separation before the week's out.
Yeah, that's right.
And the bad girls hook up with the bad girls, and the good girls hook up with the good girls, and you see that divide in that youth camp, and you hope some of them will get saved, some of them will come to Christ. But usually they hook up with the wrong people. Why? Because there's a spirit connected with it. Somehow they can find each other out.
Yeah.
And they want to yoke up with the wrong people. Amen.
Yeah.
And they want to yoke up with unbelievers. And they want to think like unbelievers and act like unbelievers. So now you wonder why your preacher thinks you're an unbeliever.
Right. Right. Come on.
How come you don't want to run around believers? And I got a secret recipe for anybody looking for a mate. Would you like a secret?
Love it.
See if they're hanging out around the altar.
Right.
If somebody's spending time down around the altar crying out to God and talking to God, there's a good chance they want something right.
Mm-hmm.
They want something from God.
Amen.
Amen. I was wondering why a bunch of teenagers, when you got lights on in here, they all want to go out in the dark. And they want to get as far away from the parents. You know, what's going on out there? You got to get out in the dark. Why can't you sit around? Well, what we just want to do is talk. Good talk here under the lights.
Right.
That's right.
Why do you want to get away from the light? Amen. Why do you want to wander off in the dark and get along with people where nobody knows what you do or sneak around behind the barn? Do you hide from mom and dad? Hello? Amen. What are you doing in the dark? Huh? You want to reach out, touch her, put your hand on her? You want to start petting her? Amen. You know what I know? There's a whole lot of girls that married Bozo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, amen.
Amen, amen, yeah. Amen. They weren't looking for a guy that really loved God and was hot after God. There's these girls that ain't out there looking for that. They're looking for that little guy that's got a pimple for a bicep working at McDonald's with zits all over his face. Amen. And he can't pay his way. Oh, he's so cute. How about if he's spiritual, loves God?
Come on.
Right? Amen. And then Jezebel comes in, hangs out at the water pool. Amen. She looks like a painted up flamingo with all this makeup all over. Amen. My sister said when Tammy Faye was in the thing with PTL, pay for Tammy's lipstick, when they were part of that Jim and Tammy Baker PTL, they said they had a shirt with all this paint smeared all over it. It said, I ran into Tammy Faye at the mall. Yeah. Dave Jones said they took all the paint off of Tammy Faye and they found Jimmy Hoffa. But amen, what happens when all the makeup comes off? What happens when the wig comes off? What happens when them big old eyelashes come off?
Yep, come on.
And you turn around and he looks at you and says, who are you? I didn't marry you. Hello? Amen. Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. You know what you got to find? You got to find a believer that loves God and knows Jesus Christ. Amen. How come people don't want to find somebody that's spiritual? They want to find somebody that's carnal. Listen, why do you want to run around with somebody that's carnal? Amen. Why do you want to run around with fleshly people? Right?
Yep.
Amen. The Bible says carnal minds not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Why do you want to fellowship with them? Why don't you want to fellowship with spiritual people? Amen.
Good.
Well, let me get done here. Revelation 17. This blew my mind, Brother Mike. Or Eric, I mean, I'm sorry. This is talking about the great whore of Revelation. Mr. Babylon, Satan's church. Amen. I believe it's the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church. Hello. If you look down through there, scarlet, purple, golden cup. I mean, it all describes her. A woman that sits on seven hills.
Right.
Right? Verse 14. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. And he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Yeah. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast are these that hate the whore shall make her desolate. Amen. And naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. You know what happens, that great whore there? That false church, that counterfeit church? You know what she does? She fulfills the Great Commission for the devil. Uh-huh. Peoples, nations, kindreds, tongues. Doesn't that bother me? We got missionaries that came out of our Bible Institute up in New Guinea, and they get way up in the bush, way up in New Guinea. They get up there where all them bushmen are at, way up where their tribes are, and there's a Catholic priest up there running the church.
Yep.
Hello? They're everywhere. Working for the great whore. Getting the job done. Jesuits everywhere. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. They're everywhere. They're taking over America. Listen, when they founded America, they did not want one Roman Catholic in charge of the government. Now our government's full of them. Amen. Did you ever think about that? Why? Because those people that came from Europe knew that those people were killing and butchering and chopping heads off and torturing them, ripping limbs off. Amen. Taking them to the rack, burning them in fire. Amen. And they said, it ain't going to happen. There ain't no Catholic going to be in charge of our country. There ain't one Catholic on the Constitution.
Right.
And now our government's flooded with them. Now you got a Jesuit president with a Jesuit pope. You ever read the Jesuit oath? Read the Jesuit oath. You want your eyes opened up? Look at a Jesuit pope. Look what that pope had to take. You know what? Donald Trump, you know what he did? He went to Fordham University. You know what that is? That's a Jesuit university. Amen. You know what Obama's and the Clintons do? They speak at Georgetown. You know what that is? That's a Jesuit university. Our country's overrun with Jesuits. You know what they want to do? They want to kill Protestants. They want to kill Bible believers. They want to strangle us on our guts. They want to take our babies and rip their heads off and bash their brains against the wall. Read the oath. You said you're being mean. I'm being factual. You know what she's done? She's fulfilled a great commission for the devil. Is the church fulfilling the great commission for God? Amen. We got a great commission. What? Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel. We got to try to reach the whole world with the gospel.
Yep.
Amen. You got to reach your neighbor. You got to reach your co-worker. You got to reach your family. Amen. You got to reach your town and your neighbors. But you also got to get the gospel across the town and across the sea and across the lands.
Amen.
I love Brother Estep. He's in heaven now. And he was real burdened for missions. Jack Wood told me, he said, put your money on a good horse. And he said, there's a bunch of missionaries going to bad fields. And I understand you got to go to all the world. He said, but why don't you go where the harvest is? Amen. There's some places God shut the door.
Yep.
You ever read the book of Acts? Paul wanted to go where? And God forbid him.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. And then there was a call, come over to Macedonia.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we may think, well, nobody, no missionary over here. Well, maybe God shut the door. You ever think about that?
Right.
Hello. Amen. We got to fulfill the Great Commission. It's more than just putting stuff in my garage. It's more than just me putting stuff up in the 401ks. It's more than me just building a local church. Listen, I want to invest in good men, taking the gospel and going with the word.
Amen.
Amen. We're almost done. You ready? He obeys God's orders. Matthew 16. Amen. And then last but not least, the devil believes in sowing seed.
Right.
Do you sow seed? Amen. I want to sow the gospel. Get it out. How shall they hear with what? Without a preacher. They got to have a preacher. And they got to be able to hear. Amen.
Yep.
And I have a friend that he don't believe anybody can get saved reading the Bible. Well, there's a lot of people that get saved reading the Bible.
Yeah,
Gail Ripley got saved reading the Bible. Amen.
Yep.
I got friends that don't believe you can get saved reading the tract. Well, Hudson Taylor got saved reading the tract.
Yep.
Amen. Look what he did.
Amen.
Hello. There's a bunch of men. Amen. That's been saved, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Turned their life inside out and upside down. You know what they got to do? They got to sow the seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Brother Esep used to emphasize? 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Amen. Sow. Amen. Sow. Amen. Sow those seeds of righteousness. Amen. Amen. And your righteousness will remain forever. You got to sow. You got to sow. You got to sow. You got to get it out there. Amen. And then somebody's got to come along and water. Amen. Some sow it. Some plant it. Some water it. And what?
God
gives increase.
Amen.
Amen. You never know. You might water a seed I planted.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. I may water a seed you planted.
Come on.
We never know when God's going to give the increase.
Amen.
Amen. You know what we got to be busy doing? Sowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the devil don't want us to do? He don't want us to sow.
Right. Yeah.
You listen, and I'll be done. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Right? And then I message. Ain't that amazing? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You know what we got to do? We got to learn to open our mouth.
Amen.
Amen. And it's got to come out. You know why it don't come out? Because it's not in your heart. Out of abundance of heart, what? The mouth speaks. You know what we got to do? We got to get the word in our heart. We got to get it in our ears, right?
Yep.
Sink down into our heart, right? And then it's got to come up in the well.
Right.
What's in the well, come up in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you want to shoot your mouth off for God, you got to get the book in.
Right.
Right? So we got to get the book in. We got to spend time in the book. What Americans are doing ain't getting in the book.
Yeah.
When you see the Bibles on the dashboards, the Bibles left in the pew, and they ain't home reading.
Right.
Well,
amen.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Yeah. And listen, you're never going to talk to anybody about Jesus Christ if you don't spend time in that book.
Right.
Amen. You got to be able to spend time in it. This book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while. No, night and day. Mm-hmm. That thou mayest observe to what? Do. Amen. According to all that's written therein. All that's written therein, or just some? All that's written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. How would you like to be a success? Let me give you this and I'm done. I heard Jerry Monday preach a few of these points in this message, and I got the idea from him how to be a real good Christian and live like the devil. And when he got done, I hit the altar and I said, God, I don't want the devil to be a better Christian than me. Wouldn't that be something? To get to the judgment seat of Christ and find out the devil was a better Christian than you are. That just bothers me. Amen. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ. I tried to do what I believe you wanted me to say tonight. Lord, I just pray you'd help people here to be a real good Christian and not live like the devil, but better than the devil. And no more than the devil. Be more active than the devil. And be more confident than the devil. And no more Bible than the devil. God, I don't want the devil to do more than me and be a better Christian than I am. So I just plead your precious blood tonight that you bless this service now. In Jesus' name, amen.